The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
The humanity of the priest is a bridge to encountering Christ and should not be a barrier. People always say, like, well, if you weren't a priest, what would you be doing? And I'm like, it's hard for me to think of anything other than what I'm doing.
That's what we're striving to discern, is what is God's plan, his dream, his will, his desire for me, where I'm going to be most fulfilled. And it really is through living a sacramental life that is absolutely going to support that.
When you're married, you have to realize it's not just you anymore. It's you and your wife and God.
If you desire to be truly happy, then your life should not be about you.
Welcome to God Calling, our locally produced program that explores the various vocations available to Catholics in all walks of life. Now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Welcome once again to God Calling. I am Paul Orlowski, the host, and our guest today has probably one of the most unique backgrounds of any priest that we've talked to on the program, and we've done over 150 shows. This is Father Thomas Colucci. He is the pastor of Most Precious Blood in Walden, New York. Father, welcome to God Calling.
Good. Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Thank you.
And I mentioned your background, which is very unique, because for many years, you were a firefighter in New York City.
Yes. Yeah. I worked in the Bronx as a firefighter. And I was a lieutenant in Lower Manhattan, and then for 8 years, and then I was a captain in Midtown Manhattan. So I had a great 20-year career with the New York City Fire Department.
Well, thank you for that service, and of course, clearly, your service right now in the priesthood. That's wonderful. Father, where'd you grow up, and how did you grow up?
Okay, I grew up in Rockland County, New York. That's about maybe half hour north of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up there, Catholic family. I went to, I was an altar server. I went to Catholic grammar school and high school. And so I grew up there. I have two brothers, two sisters, nine nieces and nephews. My mom and dad are still alive. They're both 94. They still live down there. The town was called Bardonia, New York. It's near Nanuet, New City.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That way there. So I grew up there in Rockland County. Yeah.
I'm making an assumption here, but being an Italian, I suspect that you did a lot of grace before meals and prayers and altar servings and things like that.
Yes, I grew up in a very Catholic home. I'm half Irish, half Italian, so the name is kind of Italian. But my mom's Irish, dad's Italian. We did very traditional things. Yeah, grace before meals. We piled into the station wagon, went to Mass every Sunday, and we never missed Mass. And I was an altar server all the way through high school. I usually serve with my older brother. So very devout Catholic family. Faith was very, very important. And I went to Catholic schools, and so altar serving, and so we did a lot of traditional Catholic things. Yes, very much.
My exposure was much like yours. I'm actually also half Italian, and grew up in an Italian parish. But that altar serving, being up close to what was going on, is very important for me in my faith. I believe the same for you.
Yes, very much. Very much so. Well, as a young boy, you got involved in the Mass instead of just sitting there, and even now at the church I'm at, we have like 35, 40 altar servers. It was a way to get involved in the Mass. It's just, so it was very good. So I enjoyed doing that, serving with my brother. And I got, and also I had very, good experiences with my parish priest there, and all. So I had good experiences with the priest and the nuns at the school. And so being altar server, yes, it got you involved with the Mass. And also very instrumental was my pastor there. He was told me to think about the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, I went away to college, and I wasn't doing too well, and then he just suggested me one day, "You ever think about being a priest?" And I was like, "Priest? My gosh, wow, me, So it was. So it was very instrumental being an altar server, being involved in the Mass, being involved in the parish, and being close to the parish priest at the church that I was at, yes.
That suggestion by somebody early in life maybe comes back later, in your case after your career as a firefighter, but that you still remember that priest saying that to you.
Yes, that got me started. You never think priest, on another level, and not worthy of it or whatever. But then this parish priest just pulled me. He was a Monsignor, very revered Monsignor, and he said, Tom, do you ever think of being a priest? And I said, oh my gosh, I'm not too smart or whatever. He says, no, it's all, well, you have a lot of good qualities. There's more to that. So he at least got me thinking about it. So I didn't sign up for the seminary then. I think it was like 20 at that time. And I said, at least got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I went, back to college. I got involved in campus ministry, which was very instrumental. And then I was very involved in my faith there after that. When I got in the New York City Fire Department, I went to daily mass often. This parish priest introduced me to the divine office, or the liturgy of the hours that priests pray, seven times a day, and the monks do it seven times a day, these prayers, and introduced me to that. I got very involved with the faith, and even when I was in college, I went back to college, I was a lector, Eucharistic minister, I taught CCD at the local church, so I got very involved. So it was always a little bit in the back of my mind, and then I graduated from college, I taught physical education for about 4 years, and then I got on the New York City Fire Department. It was always in the back of my mind. I had a fairly normal life, but it was always a little bit in the back of my mind. And then when I retired, then I decided to pursue it. I entered the seminary. I was 53. And most guys are retiring at that time.
True.
Yeah, but God, my classmates were half my age, but God gave me the grace to, see it through. God doesn't call the worthy. He makes worthy those whom he calls, and he gives the grace to persevere. And I did very well. I ended up graduating with 3 master's degrees and wrote a 70-page thesis. And, 40 years earlier, I was struggling in college. Here I am doing this. And so, yes, it was always in the back of my mind. But I'd say the initial seed was planted probably when I was about 20, and my parish priest talked to me about the priesthood. But up to that point, I was a good Catholic boy, just doing, going to mass, being an altar server, but I didn't think of any priesthood at that point,
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until this priest pulled me aside and got me thinking, yes.
It sounds like your story is perfect, in sync with the title of this show, God Calling, because he did call and kept calling, it sounds like.
Yes, that they say that, and then even early on, I talked to a vocation director early on, and he wasn't very pushy. He just said, God wants you, he'll get you, he'll reel you in, and just keep, doing this, practicing the faith, praying daily mass, doing good things, and, if he wants you, he'll get you, bring you in. So he wasn't, pushing the pen at me to sign up or anything. He was very, very good, and then another priest I was friendly with kind of said the same thing. They didn't push me in any way, so it was, but that was the initial call, I would say. It was probably when I was around 20 in college and struggling with where am I going to go in life,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to find things. A lot of young people are in that position, so I was trying to figure things out and struggling a bit. And then he just pulled aside one day, and that's the Holy Spirit working. And he said, you ever thought about it? At least, that just shook me. I said, wow, me being a priest?
Yeah, right.
So then it at least got me thinking, practiced the faith. And, then it was, 33 years later, but along that way, I was practicing the faith, living the faith, getting involved with the churches, so the faith grew, and then I retired, and I said, okay, this is what I'll do. Yeah.
All right. Father, stay right there. We're going to be back on God Calling after these messages.
Sure thing. Very good.
Father Thomas Colucci is joining us, a former firefighter, now pastor of Most Precious Blood in Walden, New York. And Father, we'll get to the fire department in a minute, but you, when you retired from the fire department, you decided to follow the call, and you actually went to Mount Savior Monastery in upstate New York.
Yes, that was a little sidetrack there. What happened was I was going to retire in 2005. That was my 20-year. That's when you can retire from the fire department, civil service, and then you get a pension and health care coverage and all that. So I was
mm-hmm.
scheduled to retire in 2005, and I started meeting with the vocation director for New York in 2002. And I told him, Tom, the fireman, I want to become a priest. And he said, great, wonderful, and love to have you. So what I was doing, I was going up to Mount Savior Monastery in Elmira. I was going up like twice a year for a week to help discern the call there.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time in quiet prayer with the monks. That was the nearest monastery from where I live. So I spent some time with the monks in prayer. I met with the abbot there, Father Martin Bowler. He was wonderful. So every time I went up there, we'd talk about the priesthood. He would give me nice books to read, and he was very, very instrumental, my priesthood also. And so that was encouraging me there. And then, so I started doing that in 2002 for those 3 years, meeting with the vocation director for New York. But then in my final 6 months, I was involved in an explosion in Lower Manhattan.
Oh, dear.
I hit my head, and I had developed a blood clot on the brain, and I even had two brain surgeries, and I received even last rites. So I tell everybody, it worked. You know, here I am. So that I did a sidetrack then, and I retired, and the fire department gave me a disability pension. And my right hand was off. My right leg was off a little bit. I was slurring some speech still. And my brain surgeon said that I should take it easy. So the idea of going to a seminary for 7 years, I tell everybody that made my head hurt more. You know?
A lot of work.
Yes, I decided to take it. He said, now I'm retired. What do I do? So I called Mount Savior. Can I just come up there and be a monk? You know, and said, sure, we'd love to have you. So I went up there. So I joined them. And I tell everybody I went up there. I retired from the fire department when I was 48. I was the only guy under 70 up there. So I went up there. And then Father Martin said, you are a fireman, so you know how to cook. Good. So get in the kitchen and start cooking. So I cooked 1 week. Another monk cooked another week. And then I did a lot of chores around there. So I enjoyed my time there. I spent 7 years there. I enjoyed the prayer life. And I tell you, it got me spiritually ready for the priesthood. And so I made my solemn profession there in May of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then the community sent me to St. Vincent's Seminary in La Trobe. That's a Benedictine seminary. So I did my first 3 years of theology there.
Okay.
2 years of pre-theology, philosophy, and then 1 year of theology there. And then after that time, so it was around 2012, I decided to switch to the diocese. So I did the paperwork to switch over to the Archdiocese in New York. I met with the vocation director again, and there was some paperwork, and I had to dispense from my vows from Rome. Some paperwork had to go over there. So
okay.
Do that. So it was it took like a 3 year period. You went on what they call exclaustration for 3 years.
Oh.
For 3 years. So I started that. So in case the diocesan life didn't work out, I could go back to the Benedictines. And
I see.
If the diocesan didn't like me, I would go back. You know, so whatever, you know, so they do that for a 3 year period. It's called exclaustration. So I switched over in 2012, and I entered the New York Archdiocesan Seminary at St. Joseph's in Dunwoody, New York. So I entered there in the fall of 2012. So that was a little hiatus there. So I was going to initially enter the seminary in 2005 when I retired, but then I got hurt my last year with the brain surgery. So I decided to just take it easy. So that's when I entered Mount Savior. But didn't get much of a break. You know, we were got up at 4 in the morning to
right.
pray every 3 hours. And then I mowed all the lawns and plowed all the snow because I drive fire trucks in New York. So they let me handle all the big, heavy machinery. And then I cooked. But I enjoyed the prayer life there. So it got me ready for the priesthood. So I did, you know, it was kind of a transition from a busy firefighter. We were doing 6,000 calls a year in Manhattan and the Bronx.
Wow.
You know? So a nice transition, 7 years of prayer, kind of like almost an extended retreat. But I entered the Benedictine Seminary at St. Vincent's in La Trobe in 2009. And I was 3 years there. Then I switched to the diocese
right.
in the fall of 2012 at Dunwoody or St. Joseph's Seminary. So, yeah, so it was, I enjoyed my time there as a monk. You know, it was a very good prayerful time, prepared me for the priesthood. So.
Well, it sounds like they used your skills as cooking and plowing snow. And
yeah, so, that was it. Yeah, because it was, yes, I was able to cook. You know, I learned how to cook on the fire department. That was a big surprise when I got on. I thought it would be pizza, hamburgers, and Chinese food.
But, oh, no.
But these guys were very good cooks. I learned how to cook, so I got to the monastery, and I usually cook for 12 to 25 people every day. And, yeah, so I enjoyed it. Then, yeah, mowing the lawns, it was a lot to mow, and I had to plow all the snow. And we raised sheep there, so, you know, that was another big task. So a few of the monks went out, you know, we had to deal with them every couple times a month. And we had a big orchard, a big garden. So I did some gardening, some orchard work. So there was a lot of work to do, you know. And then we had to do praying about every 3 hours.
Sure.
We'd ring the bells. We go to the chapel and pray the divine office. It was a good, so it prepared me for the priesthood. And I think it did very well. So I'm trying to blend the two spiritualities, you know, priesthood in Dallas, and I'm very, very busy. I got two churches, a school here, I'm all over the place. And but then I do spend some time for prayer, start the day in prayer and everything. So it's definitely prepared me for it.
Well, with your busy schedule, I'm glad you could spare some time for us. We've got another segment remaining here on God Calling. Father, stay with us, and we'll talk some. Let's talk about your fire department years when we come back after these messages. Welcome back on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. I hope you'll join us each and every week at this very same time. Father Thomas Colucci is joining us, a firefighter, former firefighter in New York City, and currently the pastor of Most Precious Blood Parish in Walden, New York. Now, Father, you were a firefighter and in Manhattan, and you were a firefighter on 9/11.
That was a very sad day. I was a lieutenant in Engine 3 on West 19th and 7th Avenue in Lower Manhattan, just above the village there. I was actually home that day, but when the towers got hit, they did a recall of all cops and firemen, firefighters to the scene. So I got into Manhattan. I was able to show my badge, get through the Lincoln Tunnel. They closed off the bridges and the tunnels and got to the firehouse. And then we all piled into the cars and drove down the West Side Highway. I got to the scene just as the South Tower came down. And then we all went to this to pile. We were always hoping there would be survivors. There was always that hope. There was 40,000 people. And, the whole drama was unfolding. So we were digging through the rubble. And then we were digging through the rubble. Then the North Tower came down. And we all scrambled when it came down and hid behind cars. And the dust plume came over us. And then we're at the direction I ran. Then we went back. Now we had two piles. And then I ended up on the North Tower. I was digging through the North Tower for the rest of the day there. We were aiming at the stairwells. If there were any survivors, we were hoping people would be there. But there were just very few survivors, unfortunately. But we had a dig. We had a hope. I dug there for the next 3 weeks, digging, and five guys from my firehouse got killed, and I knew about 100 of the guys that were killed, because a lot of guys from Lower Manhattan were killed that day. So I knew the chaplain, our chaplain, Father Mike Judge.
Oh, yes.
He was listed as the first guy killed, and the fire department has a mass every year at his church. It's at St. Francis of Assisi on West 31st Street near Madison Square Garden and Penn Station. And I've had the honor of doing it the last 7 years. So there's masses all throughout the city, and they do an ecumenical prayer service up at the cathedral, and they would do something down at Ground Zero. But Father Mike's church, he was our chaplain, and we have a big mass there. A couple thousand guys show up, and I've had the honor of doing that every year. But unfortunately, I was on the on that scene that day, but I was never in the tower, but I was outside.
Yeah.
But there was a big dust plume, and I get a medical every year, all first responders for her first 20.
Sure.
Get this medical every year. So far, everything's okay, but unfortunately, a lot of guys have developed cancers. We lost 343 guys that day, and since then, there's another 343 have died due to cancers from 9/11. So it was a very sad day. I knew a lot of these guys. And then going to the funerals, it was very, very sad. And most of them were at Catholic churches, you know.
Yeah.
The guys are Italian, Irish, growing Spanish population. And so I tried to attend as many as you can. It was very, very sad seeing the widows and the children. And it was very, very sad. Even 9/11 mass every year, it's still very, very sad.
For people that might not know Father Mike Judge, there's a very telling video that shows people coming down the stairwells and he's going up.
Yes.
That scene, I can still picture it in my head. I saw it several years ago in a documentary, but, you know.
Yeah, you saw him in the lobby praying, and the reports were that it's not clear, but they were firemen trying to get into the towers, and a fireman was killed by a jumper. Father Mike was out giving him last rites. He was in the North Tower. That was the first tower hit. But then the South Tower came down. It was hit second, but it came down first, and debris shot across and killed everybody that was outside. They found Father Mike's body. You might have saw that iconic picture. He was in a chair, and they carried him to St. Peter's on Barclay Street. That was two blocks north of the towers. That was the first closest Catholic church, and they laid his body on the altar there. Then they went back to the scene. And that picture there, if you may have seen it, represented everybody that was there that day. It was a firefighter, police officer, an EMS, and a civilian. They each had one of the legs of the chair, and they carried Father Mike's body there.
Mm-hmm.
Priest all the way to the end.
Yeah. In both the fire department and in the priesthood, You're basically helping people in need. So your transition, I would guess, you know, you're helping people. You're not asking who they are or what they are or whatever. You're just helping people.
Exactly. They said I went from saving bodies to saving souls. It's like, yeah, you run into a fire, and we do a lot of EMS, in the fire department, we did a lot of EMS work and calls, and so we don't know who they are, whatever, what religion, whatever ethnicity, we respond to their call, and as a priest, so too, and yeah, you got to, you know, deal with everybody all times of the day, and I get called out at, you know, all times to meet and talk with people, so it's a, yeah, so it's a, yeah, both, yeah, both are service professions, you know, and 9/11, I was near the end of the, around midnight, I was on top of the rubble, the North Tower, and I looked out over the scene. You saw firefighters all over the rubble, but you saw also to the West Side Highway had like ambulances for a mile long, and there were nurses, doctors, a lot of people came down that day. So a lot of people say, where was Christ that day, you know? But that was the body of Christ. You see all the workers, everybody that responded, the nurses, doctors, EMS, all the people there, that was the body of Christ. That was a big lesson to learn that day. And, you know, the great tragedy that it was, but it just shows that there has to be something after this life. You know, where all these, where'd all these guys go? Yeah, I just saw them the day before, a few hours before. Now they're gone. You know, they have to live on to another existence. So it just reaffirms our belief in the eternal life, and that, you know, all these guys that died went to their eternal reward.
Father, do you find a similarity in the brotherhood that is the fire department and the priesthood? Is there a similarity in the brotherhoods of your
priests? You know, the priest, we're a little spread out a little bit more here, but the few priests in this area, we get together for lunch at least once a month, and then the priest in the county, I'm in Orange County, and we get together once a month. We have meetings, and yeah, some of my classmates, we get together occasionally. You know, the fire department, there was a tremendous brotherhood there. Firehouse had like 50, 60 guys, and we did everything together. And even now I retired, the three firehouses I work with, we get together at least once a month for lunch or something. I play golf with them, do things. I've married some of their daughters, baptized some of the, you know, their grandkids, and so I get a lot of calls for that. But yeah, there is a brotherhood, yes, the priesthood. Yeah, we try to, you know, they encourage that in the seminary, you know, just to have priest friends, have lay friends, you know. But yeah, I get together with, especially the priest in the town south of me is Montgomery. He and I were in the seminary together. We get together. He's that Holy Name of Mary in Montgomery. We get together, and then some other ones. We get together for lunch, dinner here and there. And but yeah, and classmates. And but yeah, so there is that brotherhood, that bond. And yeah, we need each other. We need each other for support. And you know, 9/11 firefighters, we needed each other's support getting through this horrible tragedy, and then priests too. We need to get together, and you know, there's a senior priest in my town here. He's retired, and we get together often for lunch, and he gives me a lot of advice because I'm fairly new, 7.5 years, and he gives me a lot of priestly advice. And so there's brotherhood in both professions. They're both service professions, helping people at all times, and a life of service. Yes.
Well, Father, I read in one of the articles that I read about you that they used to call you Father. Father Tom at the firehouse. I think those guys were right, and I appreciate that you've chosen the right path. Very obvious in how you speak and how you've overcome all that tragedy in 9/11. But Father, thank you for joining us on God Calling. I appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your day. We hope you'll join us every week at this very same time. This is Paul Orlowski. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to God Calling. If you missed part of today's show, or you just want to hear it again, go to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the On Demand tab. And remember, wherever you are in life, God is calling you.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.